Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. It's Thursday, May 26th, and we're bringing you real-time news, fresh like live radio, but on demand like podcasts.
Here's the latest.
Investigators in Uvalde, Texas, are looking into how police responded from the moment the suspect crashed his truck outside Robb Elementary School to the moment he was killed after massacring 19 fourth graders and two teachers. The police department is facing backlash after parents alleged that officers standing outside the school wouldn't go in to stop the shooter. But at a news conference this afternoon, Victor Escalone of the Texas Department of Public Safety says it's still too soon to give more details.
Look, at the end of the day, our job is to report the facts and have those answers. We're not there yet.
Meanwhile, the ripple effects of the shooting continue to tear through the Uvalde community. Today, Joe Garcia, the husband of Irma Garcia, one of the two teachers killed, died of a heart attack. They'd been married for 24 years and leave behind four children.
Ray Liotta, who has starred in countless movies, including Goodfellas, has died. Deadline reports he died in his sleep in the Dominican Republic while shooting a new movie called Dangerous Waters. Liotta was just 67 years old.
A romance novelist who once wrote an essay titled How to Murder Your Husband has been convicted of, murdering her husband. A jury has found 71-year-old Nancy Brophy guilty of second-degree murder. Although the essay couldn't be used as evidence, the prosecution made the case that Brophy murdered Daniel Brophy, likely for insurance money. She faces life in prison.
Regulators in Washington have slapped Twitter with a $150 million fine. That's because it hasn't been upfront with users about what it's doing with their user data. The company said it was needed for security, but it was also being used to help marketers target ads. Also in Twitter news, founder Jack Dorsey has officially stepped down from the board, severing ties with the company he founded. And Elon Musk announced more financial backing for his looming takeover.
The Biden administration's plan to speed up the backlog of asylum cases actually made things harder for asylum seekers. That's according to a new report from UCLA shared by the LA Times. In 11 cities, judges were told to make quick and fair decisions in 300 days rather than 4 or 5 years. But that resulted in less time to gather paperwork and evidence and no leniency for missed appointments. In the end, 99% of asylum seekers in Los Angeles were ordered to be deported. More than half of them were children. If you like our show, we want to ask you to leave us a 5-star rating and review. It helps. Coming up, we play 2 headlines and a lie. The UK has authorized sexual assault charges against actor Kevin Spacey. The Crown Prosecution Service says the incidents involve 3 different men and are alleged to have occurred between 2005 and 2013. However, Spacey will only be formally charged if he travels to England or Wales. More than a dozen men have previously accused him of sexual misconduct.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has signed into law the strictest abortion ban in the country, banning the procedure from the moment of fertilization. Like Texas's ban, this law relies on citizen lawsuits for enforcement. This is Oklahoma's 3rd recent abortion ban. There was already a 6-week ban and a law that criminalizes performing an abortion.
Donald Trump must testify in the New York Attorney General's civil investigation into the Trump Organization's finances. That's according to a ruling by the state's appellate court, which rejected an appeal from the former president. Trump's lawyers had argued that since he's also facing criminal charges, his testimony in the civil trial could be used against him. He has one more appeal left.
the National Rifle Association will not let the mass shooting in Uvalde stop its convention from going forward in Houston tomorrow. Former President Trump will speak at the conference. Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Senator Ted Cruz are also expected to attend. Speaking to local NBC affiliate KPRC2, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner articulated what a lot of people see as a disconnect.
You can't offer prayers and condolences. On one hand, and then go to the NRA and promoting guns on the other.
Way back in October, a whistleblower contacted the FDA to report a whole bunch of unsanitary conditions at an Abbott baby formula plant. But according to the Washington Post, the agency's food safety head claims he didn't see that complaint until 4 months later, after an infant had already died. The plant in Sturgis, Michigan, eventually closed, contributing to a national formula shortage. It's time for our weekly game, Two Headlines and a Lie. Our friends over at Morning Brew, the daily newsletter, play this game every Thursday.
And of course, Maddie Merritt from Morning Brew is here again to play with us. Maddie, can you remind our listeners how this game works?
So I'm going to read you three news headlines. All of them might seem like they're real, but one is faker than the succulents in your dentist waiting room. And Dave and Rebecca, as always, you're going to guess which headline you think is the lie.
So Dave, we have played this game 9 times so far. And yep. Last week, for the very first time, you had your first win. So sadly, I'm no longer undefeated, but I'm still kicking your butt. Overall, I mean, if people are keeping score.
Let's see what happens this week. I get a feeling we're going to revert to our old tricks, which is you winning and me losing. But let's find out. So, Maddie, take it away.
So, headline A is Finland Brewery launches NATO beer with taste of security.
God.
Headline B is someone stole Seth Green's Bored Ape, which was supposed to star in his new show. And finally, headline C, small Indiana town says it will give travelers more free cheese than they can imagine if they choose to visit for Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. Rebecca, do you have any thoughts?
I'm going to go with B. I feel like Seth Green getting his Bored Ape NFT stolen, while realistic, is probably a fake headline.
Interesting. Okay. I think I'm going to divert again from you.
I'm going to lose.
I think it's A. A being the headline about Finland making a brew like that's kind of around NATO and security. That seems like a little fishy to me. Bored Ape, I could imagine. And then the third one, like a town giving away as much cheese as you can eat. That seems realistic to me too, because like you think you can eat a lot of cheese, but then once you start eating cheese, you realize you really can't do that much.
Speak for yourself on the cheese, Dave. Speak for yourself.
Okay. Well, Maddie, what's going on?
I love hearing you guys talk about these headlines.
It's like we're detectives. We should have our own crime show.
When I'm writing them, I think about how you're going to react to them and write them specifically to trick you. And it very much worked this week because neither of you got it right. The cheese one was the lie.
Whoa. Look at us, both losers again, Rebecca. It feels right to be back here in the losing circle. But Rebecca, how does it feel again to lose twice in a row now?
I mean, honestly, I feel like I'm getting used to it. I feel like this is what it's like to give up. And I'm going to go ahead and roll with it. I have no ambitions anymore.
All right. Well, Maddie, I need to now know about the rest of these headlines.
So a brewery in Finland did launch a NATO-themed beer that they said has the taste of security with a hint of freedom, which I don't know. Maybe that's like hops. And
yeah, what does security taste like? Steely?
Peach. Blood orange. I don't know. But the beer does commemorate the country's bid to join NATO. So that's the fun one. Now, the Bored Ape one, the crypto klepto stole a Bored Ape NFT from actor Seth Green, aka Scott Evil, in the Austin Powers movie.
Thank you for putting that into context.
Just in case you wanted to know, he's been in some other stuff, but you know. So Green has been working on an upcoming cartoon show that features the characters from his NFT collection. And the stolen ape NFT was supposed to be the show's main character. But after the theft, Green no longer owns the copyright. So now his entire show is up in the air. And Green said of the ape, whose name is Fred, days before he's set to make his world debut, he's literally kidnapped.
I can't think of anything I would want to watch less.
Well, now you might not even get to watch it.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, universe.
The news. Maddie, thank you so much, as always.
You are so welcome.
And be sure to subscribe to Morning Brew and listen to The Refresh from Insider again next Thursday for another two headlines and a lie.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play The Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. Talk to you soon.